The death of 18-year-old Kyrick Boyce, who fell into a well in the Pine housing estate, has triggered some emotional debate in the House of Assembly on a resolution to build some new houses in St. Lucie. Minister in the Ministry of Housing, Lands and Rural Development, Charles Griffith, led off the debate, putting in context the difficulties faced by the cash-strapped National Housing Corporation.
In 2009, for example, Mr. Speaker, we were managing 4,310 units. At December 2018, that figure would have dropped to 1,208 units.
The upshot of that? A loss of revenue to the NHC of about $4.2 million. And in that context, therefore, came a presentation from MP for St. Michael Southeast, Santia Bradshaw, who represents the Pine area where the young man fell into the well and lost his life. In an impassioned and emotional presentation, she warned of other accidents that are waiting to happen in this housing area.
Yesterday when I went through the constituency, I must have called almost every minister asking for things to be done. If it wasn't garbage to be picked up, it was here's pictures. I was tired sending pictures to the Minister of Housing to tell him of Spalding that is ready to, the concrete is bursting. Some houses, it is a danger to some of the people. Old people can't even go in the yard because they are in danger of this concrete dropping on them from concrete roofs in Princess Royal. You understand what people are having to live with?
She spoke to of walls that are leaning dangerously in the Pine Estate, tracing it all to neglect by the previous Democratic Labour Party administration, as well as to shoddy workmanship and a lack of proper management and accountability within the National Housing Corporation.
And you know what is hurtful? It's to know that the last administration also allowed monies that were allocated to be able to do a lot of these repairs to these units to go back to the overseas financiers. We find ourselves in a position now, Mr. Deputy Speaker, where we got to start all over again.
She went further.
I want the Honourable Minister, Member for St. Andrew, who is responsible for this ministry, to call for the files, which if he has not already done so. Because the people who, I hope the same people are not advising now that would have had to advise the last administration.
Same people.
I hope the same people that are supervising now were not the same people who were supposed to be supervising before. Because those files must have to reflect that reports were coming from the bottom going up to the top and they were being ignored. And I want the Honorable Minister to tell this country what really transpired in relation to these matters and the lack of maintenance.
And on this score, the Minister of Education held this position.
And we're going to have to hold the people who we send out to do the work to account. Because in the same way I've seen the shoddy work done, and the poor workmanship and people trying to give work to the friends that could barely tap a nail together, I don't know what they're supposed to be doing. We have to bring an end to that as well, Honourable Minister of Housing. That lack of accountability and the poor workmanship that has been displayed over the last couple of years, we need to bring it to an end. If we're going to get work done, we must have the highest quality and the standard of work to be done. And we have to make sure that the contractual documentation is put in place to hold people to account. So it doesn't start in the Ministry of Education or in the Ministry of Housing, but we've got to get it right even in relation to the Solicitor General's office. And to make sure that a lot of these contracts that we've seen, these little put together things on some occasions, that we bring an end to it where nobody, when the work is done badly, nobody can find the file to figure out what the contractor signed, because it was just a standard precedent agreement that was signed. You think that is right? That nobody's being held to account when somebody dies in the most negligent way, and that nobody can point a finger and say that something has gone wrong and somebody should be held to account? A whole corporation must now be put under scrutiny, but the persons who are responsible for that. And I ask any minister to call names, but I want to put out there that it is not good enough. And if I have to come down to NHC, I ask the minister to bring the files and show me who are the people who worked on this. I want to put a face to a name to the faces. because I cannot explain to a family how one child has been taken from them in this way when something better could have been done.
Did you know that you can get the contents of your household insured under your motor policy? Items such as laptops, mobile, or other electronic devices could be covered up to a sum insured of $10,000. To find out more, contact your Sagicor financial advisor or click on sagicorgeneral.com. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.